Lord, we welcome you this morning. In our lives, we ask, come and fill us afresh. Lord, I ask you for a fresh baptism of your presence, a fresh baptism of your spirit in my life and in every life in this room. Thank you, Jesus.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come quickly. Your will be done this day.
Our Father.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come quickly. Your will be done this day. On earth.
Thank you.
doing something, can you put your hand on your heart? I want to sing that again. Let earth, let heaven come to earth. Fill our lives, transform and heal and renew. And that as you work on the inside of us, it transforms our area. We sing this over our hearts, Lord.
Never gonna let me down. At our house, we have this big blue planter for holding plants. And last year, about this time, probably around October actually, we bought a big orange pumpkin and set it in there. And I keep checking that pumpkin every month, and it just never got bad. It never rotted. But finally, around May, it finally started looking pretty bad, so we took it out. And I, Nathan and I opened it up just to see like how many seeds were inside, and just to show them what it looks like inside. And then we threw it away. Well, when we came back from the United States at the beginning of August, all of a sudden in that blue planter were three pumpkin plants. What I didn't know is Nathan had taken some of the seeds and stuffed them in that dirt. And they were healthy and good-looking pumpkin plants. And so up behind my house, I now have two of them like this. And Tim and Judy have one at their house. And so I'm thinking, whatever the dirt is in here, it must be some really good dirt. And the only water it ever got was whatever rain got on it, and whatever sun got was whatever sun made it under the porch. And so we're actually going to talk about some soil today and talk about the story that Jesus told us. Jesus was telling a story about a farmer who was sowing his seed. He was throwing it out in the field. And he told how some seed fell on the walking path and birds just ate it and it never got to grow. And then some seed fell on the rocky ground and there wasn't much dirt there, but it grew up fast and then died when the sun hit it. And then some seed fell among the thorns, and I'm here to tell you, I hate thorny bushes. They're not fun. And those thorny bushes grew up and choked out the good seed, the good fruit. Then we get to this part, and we're going to read this verse today, and this is what Jesus is talking about. Because some of that soil actually fell on good ground, kind of like the pumpkin seeds that Nathan put in the dirt. That must have been some good ground. So let's read this verse. Alright, so if you read English, read with me. And others fell upon the good ground and yielded fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Tell you what, if our pumpkin plant gives us that much pumpkins, we're in trouble and everyone's going to be getting a pumpkin. Now we know in Mark's account of the Gospel in the book of Mark, Jesus explains what all these verses mean. Because he wasn't literally talking about a man who's sowing seed in the dirt. But rather he's talking about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And so the seed represents the Word of God. And the soil represents people's hearts. And that walk path, the first part we read where it said it was a hard path and the seed couldn't grow, is talking about a heart that doesn't receive the Word of God. And Satan will come immediately and be able to take that word, and that person will not choose to follow Christ. And then the rocky ground is also representing the person's heart. And they gladly accept God's word. But when hard times come, they turn away from God. See, they hadn't spent the time in His word and spent time in His presence to truly know God. And they don't believe His promises when He says, I will never see you or forsake you. Then we get to that thorny ground. It's representing people who they take that word of God in, but then they start looking at what the world has to offer and going, ooh, I want that instead. And so they let the desire for money or a good job or whatever things they think they need, they let that take over the desire to spend time with God. Well, what I want to talk about today is good soil. That's the good stuff, the fun stuff to talk about. The good soil represents people whose hearts gladly take His word and say, yes, I will follow you. But they don't stop with just wanting to know Him. They want other people to know about Him too. And I actually thought Miss Rachel was going to start teaching my message when she talked about this earlier. But the more time we spend in God's presence, the more time we spend in His Word, it has to come out. It actually is almost impossible to stay quiet about how good He is. So I want you guys to think about today, your heart. What kind of heart do you have? I pray that you'll have good soil like that soil that is in our blue furniture. I was praying last night over this, and I pray again throughout as long as God has me here, that you guys will produce more fruit. I pray that at such a young age you will be so excited about God and what He's done for you that you will share it with others. And what you can do is you can pray, God, when you give me a chance to show your love to somebody, let their heart be a good soil that will receive your word. And then, of course, we're praying that for big people here, too, so that all of us get to be a part of producing more fruit, more people who love God. Heavenly Father, I thank you that as we sing, that you are good and your goodness doesn't run out. God, I pray that these kids will truly want to know you and they will choose to follow you. Lord, let your Holy Spirit work in their hearts so it will be soft and fertile and receive your word with gladness. And then, Lord, use us as parents and us in this neighborhood and this community to water that soil, water that seed in there. And Lord, allow us to help see a plant coming forth that will produce fruit. God, let our children share the goodness of you with others. I ask that you will give them a boldness that they will be surprised at how easy it is to talk about you. Lord, I want to see this 30, 60, even 100 times more produce, more fruit, more Christians because of what you're doing in and through their lives. So Lord, we thank you. We love you. And we ask that you will truly bring forth fruit out of our lives.
You guys today? Actually, a lot of people are away.
I've heard different
reports that people were going on some time with their family, but how many of you guys were here last week? This is a really hard question. How many of you were here 2 weeks ago? Okay. How many of you remember what Ma talked about 2 weeks ago? Well, last week when I asked, the answer was his broken arm. I thought that was funny. So last week, actually, I talked about experiencing more victory. I want to do a series, a couple of Sundays on experiencing more victory. Today is a special day at Mizpah. It's the day we celebrate Mizpah's birthday. And I really thought, should I kind of do a different message today? More kind of appropriate message for celebrating what God has done in the last 5 years. But then I realized that focusing on victory is a perfect message. It's really a message that God wants to encourage our hearts. So just for a moment, I would just like to pray and once again set our eyes on God. So could you pray with me? Father God, I just thank you for each and every single person here. I thank you that together we are the church. I thank you together that we are this body, this community, this family of Christ. And Father, I pray that that if that is true, that we would see that more in our everyday. So I just ask that you would lead us this morning, lead my words, and I just ask that whatever is from me would just dissolve, and whatever from you would last. You have something for every single person here, I believe that. And I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, last week we began to talk about living from, not living for victory, but living from victory.
Living
living from the victory that is already ours in Christ. And we looked at a passage from the book of Ephesians, from chapter 6. And I want to look at that passage once again. If you read English, please read with me. And if you're able, you can read Japanese, then please read with me. And let's not just kind of read these words as a robot, but let's really digest each word as we read. Let's read together. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, because our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm.
日本語言いますね。終わりに言います。主にあって、その才能の力によって強められなさい。悪魔の策略に対して立ち向かうことができるために、神のすべての武具を身につけなさい。私たちの格闘は血肉に対するものではなく、主権、力、この暗闇の世界の支配者たち、また天にいる諸々の悪霊に対するものです。ですから邪悪な日に対して対抗できるように、また一切を成し遂げて立つことができるように、神のすべての武具を取りなさい。
So, last week we saw that this passage is really passionate. It's full of passion.
この御言葉ですね、本当に多くのパッション、熱情のある言葉なんですね。
When you guys read, you weren't so passionate.
でも私、ちょっと熱がなかったですね。
Are you tired?
疲れてますか?
Are you hot?
暑いですね。
You're sitting right in the sun. If you want to lower, go ahead. Just, yeah, if anybody is over there by the window, hot. Or cold, put on more clothes. There's blankets in the back. Anyway, last week we looked at what it means to be strong.
私たちはどのように力強く生きれるかって話を先生しました。
This word, be strong.
強いっていうのは、
It's like some guys getting to get together for some kind of sports event. Be strong.
男性たちがスポーツの仕事で、行くぜ、頑張れっていう感じのこのやつですね。はい。
What does that mean?
どうでしょう? Be strong. 行くぜっていうのはどういう意味ありますか?
And we saw last week that this word means to become able.
それは私たちができるようになるっていうことの話をしました。
Become able to do what?
何ができるようになるんですか?
Become able to live
私たちは?
A life worthy of the Lord.
主にあるによって生きる価値のある生き方に変えられるっていうんです。
Become able to do all the things that were commanded written in the letter.
御言葉によって示された命じられることは私たちできるようになる。そのことです。
And to walk in a life that's worthy of God.
私たちが神の御心に従って生きる価値のある生き方をするということです。
Because the passage, the whole mood of the passage is to calling us and say, come on, you guys.
この言葉の意味はですね、みんな頑張ろうぜ、行こうぜ、一緒に行こうぜ、という意味合いがあるんです。行くよ。
It tells us that there's more for all of us as followers of Christ.
一人一人が主の従うものとして持ってやることがあるってことを示すんです。
It's telling us that we don't need to live in the same way that we used to live.
私たちはかつて生きた前の生き方にしなくてもいい新しい生き方があるっていうんです。
Because in the natural,
不自然なことですけど、普通私たちは、
If somebody pushes me,
誰かがポッと押したらですね、どうなるかというと、
push them back.
この人をこう押し返すのが普通の話ですよね。
Honestly, now that was not...
ね、そういうことは、
practice.
練習してないんですけど、ついに私たちは押された押し返すようにして
しまう。Natural tendency.
それが大体私たちは自然に私たちはそうしてしまいますよね。
Because our natural tendency is to do what's done to us.
もうされたことをしちゃう、やり返すってのは私たちの負担の思いでしょ。
But the Bible teaches us we resist evil with good.
聖書は善に勝つことが良いと言うんです。
And this passage tells us, come on,
みんな頑張るからやろう
って。There's more.
もっとやることがあるんだって言うんです。
And it's encouraging us.
そして私たちを励ましますね。
To receive what's ours.
神様が約束してくださったものを私たちはしっかり握ることができるようにって励ますんです。私たち約束があるんですよ。握るべきもらうんですよ。
And become the beautiful bride of Christ.
神様の素晴らしい花嫁になるその約束のものを私たちは受けることができるんです。